Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'll be your host this evening, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. Special welcome to all of you joining us live on the call. I know many of you are catching this on a replay as well. And listen, we know sometimes some of you are listening to this and it's years later, so I hope I'm holding up as the years go on. But I'll tell you what, I'm fired up today and I'm excited to be here with you. I've got standing by, we're going to be going to our speakers this evening. I've got Dr. Danielle Russo. You're going to be hearing from her in one moment. I've got Alicia Thompson, $200,000 ring earner, also standing by for as our guest trainer this evening with an incredible training for you. So make sure that you've got pen and paper ready. And also, this it would be totally appropriate to be texting and making sure that people on your team are on this call right now, that they are not dialing the wrong number, or they're on T-Mobile and they don't have the right T-Mobile number, or whatever it is. And which, by the way, that's a great reason to have your entire team on the Success Team text alert system to make sure that you're always getting the text alert to you and that everybody in your team is getting it as well. I always, when I see that text alert come in, all I can think of is how many people, and it costs me nothing, and there is a cost, but there's no cost to me. And that alerts everyone in my organization and reminds them that it's time for the call. But also, I understand that my newest people may not be on the text alert, may not be used to the discipline and the habit of being on the call, so I'm reminding them one-on-one, and I encourage you all to do the same. Folks, I'm looking at the panel here. I see a lot of familiar faces, and I see a lot of our top recruiters on the call live with me this evening. I just want to acknowledge the April top recruiters as we're kicking off the call because it is the month of May. We're nearly a full week into May, the way it all worked out. It's May 6th tonight. But we have we've got a great list of people expanding their teams, sharing the opportunity, helping other people get started as entrepreneurs to win here in North America. And I just want to shine the light on these folks. I'm going to start with people that had at least two new associates in the month of April, because if I did also the ones, it's pages and pages, which is just absolutely fabulous. One of the things we've seen as we've simplified all of our processes is that we have more people recruiting at least one person. Now, one might not sound like a lot, but compared to zero, it's a tremendous amount of people. And more importantly, that simple act of getting duplication in your team where new people can recruit new people is where the magic happens in our business. So again, congratulations to everybody that recruited at least one new associate on your team. But special shout out to these folks with two associates in the month of April from the state of Texas, Janet Thomas, from Florida, Howard Freenia, in California, Mr. Bob Nissom, in the state of Kansas, Richard Miller, in Nevada, Samantha Johnson, in Texas, Tiffany Williams, in Kentucky, Adam and Alicia Thompson, in Tennessee, Anna Markova, in Florida, Tim Schmidt, and with three associates for the month of April in Massachusetts, Laura Tuma, with five associates in the month of April. I just want you to think about what it would mean to your business to add five new associates to your team, and I can't even say this name. It looks like it's a company name, Ethics, Inc., but spelled weird. Ethics, Inc., I'm doing my best. In the state of Texas, five new associates on the month. Susan Pellegrinetti in the state of Tennessee, five new associates in April. And also in Tennessee, our top recruiter with seven new associates on his team in the month of April, Mr. Chris Corley. Congratulations to you, sir. Number one top recruiter in the team. And folks, I know as Chris is teaching duplication, a lot of those ones and some of those twos are also people in his team as well because we're getting duplication. We're getting a lot of new people recruiting new people. So congratulations to all of you for that. Folks, we're going to move quickly this evening because we want to respect your time, and we have a tremendous amount of information to get to. So if I'm talking too fast, just listen at your own pace. But in all seriousness, we're going to get the replay of this up so you can go back and refer back to this. It is now my honor and privilege to bring onto the call my wife, who is also not just my wife, but my business partner, a Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 ring earner, a professor at Boston University. She's just getting back home. We had to do without her for quite a bit of time. Oh, I have to do without her right here. I just saw her drop off the panel. So We might go to her in a few minutes. Let's see. Let me tell you a couple more cool things about her and see if she jumps back on the line here. So in addition to what she's done to help us grow our business here with our Legal Shield business, she also is a speaker and trainer. You'll find her. She's back on the panel. I'm going to keep introducing her. You'll find her this month. She just got back from New York speaking at a big conference. She'll be at WIRE, which is a women's conference. You might mention that in San Francisco this month. She's everywhere. So if you're saying, where can I find Dr. Russo and where can I get in front of Dr. Russo, just pay attention to her calendar. You got a lot of opportunities if you live in the United States. And stay tuned. They probably will expand beyond that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call Dr. Daniel Russo. Dr. Russo?
Thank you, Jim, and I am excited to be here. Just getting back late last night from Omega Institute in New York with the Yoga Service Conference, and that was a super awesome weekend. And like you said, getting ready to head out next week to WIRE, which is a great executive women's leadership, business leadership event that I'll be speaking at. So I'm really excited about that. But beyond that, I'm just excited to be back home for a moment, to be here with everyone, and just to take a moment to remind you all of our book for this month, which is Brené Brown's Daring Greatly. So hopefully some of you have been able to get the book. Maybe you ordered it on Amazon, or you found an audio version that you're starting to listen to. So hopefully people are diving into that. And I know many of you have filled out the survey that I sent out this past week after announcing the book. Thank you for doing that. It's great to see those results coming in. And we're going to keep that open, actually, for one more week. So the link to that is on the Facebook page, and Jim will also be sending out a link. Just a link that you will click on, and it takes you online. You can do it on your phone, on your computer. It will take you to a quick survey, and you can fill that out. It's anonymous, so no one will know who said what. But next week on the call, I will talk a little bit more about what we as a group are saying about some of these concepts that Brené Brown is going to be talking about in the book that we will be reading this month. So I'm super excited about that, really excited to share that with you and talk about that next week. But for tonight, just wanted to talk about one aspect of Brené's work or an application of her work. And she talks a lot about living in a wholehearted way, living a wholehearted life. And as I, you know, jumped off a research call to get on this call where we were talking about data and data analysis and how to jump off to come here. And then from here, I'll be getting Olive ready for bed and trying to pull together some food for us to eat tonight, hopefully. You know, I realized that this is messy. It's not clean. Doing all this, doing what you're passionate about, doing what sets your soul on fire, being successful in this business, being happy in this business, you know, is great, but it is messy. It is not easy, and it looks messy at times. And it's about, it means balancing a whole lot, and there is a lot of vulnerability in that. And that, I think, is why Brené's work has been so impactful for me, because I've really been able to apply it to all areas of my life. You know, my role as a researcher, but also my role as a wife and a parent, it feeds all of that. So I think that's one really powerful thing about this book. And it gets you thinking in new ways, which is really pretty cool. So for tonight, I wanted to focus on the application to parenting. I know many of you are parents as well. So I want to share something that Brené Brown has. It's called her Wholehearted Parenting Manifesto. So I'm going to share that with you tonight. And Brené says, above all else, I want to know that you are loved and lovable. You will learn this from my words and my actions. The lessons on love are in how I treat you and how I treat myself. I want you to engage with the world from a place of worthiness. You will learn that you are worthy of love, belonging, and joy, Every time you see me practice self-compassion and embrace my own imperfections. We will practice courage in our family by showing up, letting ourselves be seen, and honoring vulnerability. We will share our stories of struggle and strength. There will always be room in our home for both. We will teach you compassion by practicing compassion with ourselves first, then with each other. We will set and respect boundaries. We will honor hard work, hope, and perseverance. Rest and play will be family values as well as family practices. You will learn accountability and respect by watching me make mistakes and make amends, and by watching how I ask for what I need and talk about how I feel. I want you to know joy, so together we will practice gratitude. I want you to feel joy, so together we will learn how to be vulnerable. When uncertainty and scarcity visit, you will be able to draw from the spirit that is part of our everyday life. Together we will cry and face fear and grief. I will want to take away your pain, but instead I will sit with you and teach you how to feel it. We will laugh and sing and dance and create. We will always have permission to be ourselves with each other, no matter what. You will always belong here. As you begin your wholehearted journey, the greatest gift that I can give to you is to live and love with my whole heart and to dare greatly. I will not teach or love or show you anything perfectly, but I will let you see me, and I will always hold sacred the gift of seeing you, truly, deeply seeing you. And that is Brené's guide for parenting, and I just think it speaks volumes and really is such a wonderful guideline to live by. Because for myself, I know everything I do and everything I share as a teacher at the university and on calls like this, but perhaps even most importantly with Olive and in my family, it all needs to originate from me and from my authenticity and from my own truth. And that's where every one of us needs to live and to exist and to share from. And that's where I think greatness comes from, and that's where true love comes from. So if we can all just take the space to start with ourselves and take care of ourselves and go from there, we will be better because of it. So I'm really excited to be on this journey with all of you for this book. I hope those of you who have started reading it are getting a lot out of it, and I hope that some great conversations come out of it as well. But, you know, vulnerability can seem hard, but it's also really exciting, and it's a great way to empower ourselves to be better. And with that, Jim, I will hand it back over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I always think when I hear you on our calls, I always think, ladies and gentlemen, well, now everybody knows what I get when I'm surrounded by all day long. So I'm just grateful that you're able to share with the group tonight. And listen, if you haven't yet started on the book, let this be a reminder that this is our book of the month. We would love to have you join in this with us. Remember, one of the 10 core commitments is reading 10 pages of a good book every day. And if you're able to do that, if you can commit to that core commitment, then you can continue on becoming the leader that your team is looking for. And remember, we are in the attraction business. We attract the people to us. And the way we become more attractive is by the sum total of our life experiences, the books we read, the things we listen to, the people that we associate ourselves with, the events that we attend. And make sure you understand that this is a key component of the growth that we are all required to have in order to get exactly what we want. Folks, I'm going to continue on with the call again. Thank you, Dr. Russo. And now we're going to go to another one of my business partners, a very good friend, and someone that we've all been able to enjoy being trained by, mentored, and led by over the last several years. Alicia Thompson is somebody that not only is coachable, and she is incredibly coachable. I remember sitting down with her as she asked for some time between trainings at an Oklahoma City convention. She asked to schedule time to sit down and talk. And not only did she schedule that time, but she came, she sat down, she talked, she had a notebook, she had questions prepared, and she was writing furiously the answers that I was giving her. And then, but that's as impressive as that is, that does happen sometimes. But here's where she becomes the rare and the few. She took those notes and those answers, and she went back and she went into practice with that information. She didn't just collect it, put it in a book, and set it aside. She went ahead and lived all of the things she said she was committing to do. And now, along with her husband, Adam Thompson, who we've heard from as well recently on our calls and continue to hear live on stages and on conference calls, they make this incredible power duo that together are building an incredible empire within Legal Shield. They are people that Legal Shield as a whole, as a company, as a billion-dollar company, know and respect these individuals. These are people that our CEO, Jeff Bell, knows personally, that Darnell Self knows personally, that Brian Carruthers knows personally. These are good people. And you're about to hear from an incredible, gifted student and now coach and trainer here in our business. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the call Miss Alicia Thompson. Alicia?
Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner. That was fantastic. I always love your introductions. It truly always brings a wonderful smile to my face, and it's an honor to hear those words coming from you, so thank you so much. I am really happy to be speaking on the call this evening. It's, at the sake of saying it again, it's an honor to be able to share some of the experience I've had, the wisdom and knowledge that I've learned, and pass on what I can that's been helpful, useful, inspirational, motivational for me. So I'm thankful for the time. I do want to kind of split my talking here tonight into two sections. The one being more the the step by step, how to grow a team, how to be a leader and actually be a prospect. A sponsor, and not just a recruiter, because we want to be more than recruiters. A recruiter just brings people in. They're paid on an hourly basis. We are more than that. So, I truly saw the value of the team building, the leveraged income through building a team, when I started attending events with Adam about. Probably about 3 years ago now. I've been actively working in the company with Adam for the past two, but I truly didn't understand or know about the team building, leveraged income, override income, as well as being able to help so many people experience the quality of life that we have truly been blessed with. So when I first started going to the events, I would and learning about the team building, I remember a couple times, nudging Adam and saying, you should really build a team, because he primarily was just doing the B2B employee benefit small business sales, which were great. It afforded us to be able to live life like we had never before. But as I kept nudging him, and when I got to meet Mr. Tanner, who Adam definitely spoke so highly of, and Mr. Mike Riches, Mr. Mark Riches, and so many others who I had heard their names spoken of and seen what they've done with their business, with their careers, how they're living life, I remember sitting in the convention, the international convention, thinking, why can't I build a team? I had my own massage and spa business, and I had some flexible hours, and I remember literally asking, why can't I do that? Which was a little bit daunting, a little bit scary, because that definitely was out of my, what I thought, you know, my wheelhouse, my expertise, my know-how, and definitely, you know, I'm happy to give someone a massage. They come see me. I work on them. They leave with a wonderful smile on their face, and that's fantastic. I'm not going out of my way to seek out people, which definitely, you know, suits me better, or so I thought. But one of the key aspects with any part of this business, no matter what aspect you are you know, working toward or are excelling in or are just starting out into, it truly is invaluable, necessary, a must to follow the system of whatever area of this company you are wanting to become an expert in. This is not reinventing the wheel. I remember talking to Mr. Tanner for about an hour outside at a patio table in Oklahoma City a couple years ago as my wheels were turning of how could I really do this? You know, could I really do this? And having him take the time to break it down of how it's done, how team building, networking, growing a team is done. And once I decided, as I know Adam spoke about last week, as Mark Riches often says, once I decided to jump in on a very part-time basis, you know, so I thought, I basically was just like putty in Mr. Tanner's hands. Because I didn't know another way. I hadn't had any experience in this at all. And I felt like I just kind of blindly followed what he said. And he would give me, you know, new tips, new the next steps as I needed them. So I just kind of felt like a blind sheep just following along the path of the others. And I did whatever he said. And I'm grateful for that now, for his leadership, for sure. And B, that I was just willing to, you know, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I would call in moments of frustration where I didn't seem to be getting anywhere with all the phone calls that I was making or the emails that I was sending or, you know, the rudeness of people that I was talking to. And I remember having conversations with Adam or, you know, running upstairs in tears like, I can't believe this person just said this to me, you know. Until I learned to emotionally detach from the outcome of my phone calls or when I got to the point of being comfortable approaching people out in a public setting, which took me a lot longer than, you know, sitting at my desk calling names and numbers. But it was that following the system laid before me. I talked with Mr. Tanner. I spoke with Patty Burgess, who both said you have to put the time in. You have to make the phone calls. You have to touch out, do at least 5 to 7 to 10 touches to each person you're communicating with. And it's boring and it's mundane and it's frustrating and the majority of people don't respond or respond no thank you or respond in a rude way. But that's the name of the game. That's what happens. That's the way it is. But it's okay because I saw the track record of Jim Tanner before me, who has achieved amazing success with this company. So if he is telling me this is what you need to do, why wouldn't I do that? Why don't we do the steps necessary to have success? It's very easy, and I'm at fault from it as well. It's very easy to make 5 phone calls, as Mr. Riches said on the call this morning, which was excellent. If you didn't get to hear his call, even though it's the B2B training call, if that's not, you know, where you're going in this business, it's still worth listening to that phone call because he truly talked about the mindset. Your mindset is a key factor to the outcome, the results of your activity. So going back to what I was saying, that, you know, you can't call your upline or your sponsor and say, you know, I called 5 people or I called 10 people and you know, only one of them got back to me, and they said, no, you know, this doesn't work. We have learned, and if you haven't learned yet, if you're new to the calls and you haven't gone back to listen to any trainings or you haven't been plugged into too many yet, that's okay. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep getting on the phone calls. The statistics show that you have to make 50 phone calls a day, whether it's, you know, more in the B2B market or you're reaching out to individuals for the growing a team. I determined to make 50 phone calls a day. And it's, like I said, it's mundane, it's frustrating, it's boring. But I know that this is about the numbers. The success comes from following the numbers. So if you haven't done the work required, you cannot expect the success that would equate to that work being done. So I want to share a little bit about some things that I learned from Mr. Michael Dorsey this weekend. Adam and I did a 10-hour round trip drive to Columbus, Ohio, and I'm grateful and truly am grateful to be able to work this business and live this life with Adam. If you haven't met him yet, he's a wonderful person to know. If I can, say that, I know I'm biased, but I think that he's just an inspiration and a positive motivator and role model to so many people. And I'm blessed that on that 10-hour trip, I was able to make that with him. So we talk about business. We listened to several hours of an Audible book. We strategize. We talk to some of our team. But if you don't have that, if you don't have that built-in spouse, you know, who in your local network, which if those networking associations come from attending your weekly briefing, you know, you're going to make friends local to you, you know, that might not be on our success team, but that's okay. It's important to have associations that are regionally, locationally close to you, so that when, you know, Mark Riches is coming out to wherever he's coming, and you can always check on LegalShieldCalendar.com to find out where in your local area, you know, the different events are, that you have that connection with someone near you that say, listen, it may sound crazy, but let's do this. You know, and when people that we get to know, that we've gotten to know in Legal Shield, one of the most wonderful things is that so many associates, most of the associates that we know, that we come in contact with, have the same positive outlook, the same success helping people mindset. So when you make those associations and you have that person in your phone or those couple people, you know, that you can reach out to, and one of them says, yeah, that sounds great, you know, that is going to be an added encouragement to get you to these events that aren't next door. You know, we live in a very small town, and we don't have something 10 or 15 or 20 minutes away. You know, our closest briefing is over an hour from us. Our closest Super Saturday is over an hour, and they rotate, you know, from an hour to 3 hours to 4 hours from us on a monthly basis. So it's not easy, but we have learned the value and the benefit of attending these Super Saturdays and these briefings, because, as they say, sometimes that briefing or event needs you, because you've killed it that week or that month, you've done awesome, you're motivated, you're pumped, you're excited, and they need that from you. And sometimes you need that event because it's been a difficult week, it's been a difficult month, and you need that positive reinforcement, that encouragement from the people who have that same mindset. Okay, so let's get back to our thing. So Mr. Dorsey, he and his wife Amy, they're fantastic. Adam and I have gotten to know them decently well, and we look forward to getting to know them better. But they earn over $500,000 a year with this company. So why would I not be where he is to learn from him? So a couple key points that he spoke on that I definitely think are valuable and worth sharing. One of the first things that he talked about in terms of prospecting, whether it's through leads on the phone, whether it's out in your marketplace, whether it's a business owner, It's important to frame your story and practice until you're able to say this. Basically, it's like a short commercial, a short snapshot about you, about, you know, why you're doing what you're doing to this total random stranger person that doesn't know you from anybody. But it makes you relatable. So there are four questions that you need to answer to create this story of yours. And then from there you can practice and know it, you know, memorize it so that you can just fire it off at will. The first question is, what is your background? You know, I have background in, as a small business owner, a massage and spa business. What didn't you like about it? I didn't like that if I was sick or if there was a snow day and I wasn't able to get to my clients, I didn't get paid. And I also didn't like that it was so physically demanding that I started to feel the physical repercussions from it. Next question. Why did I start looking for something like a supplemental income? You know, why did I get involved with this company? And I'm not mentioning Legal Shield yet at any point in this. You know, I saw the value of the leveraged income so that even if something happened to me physically or weather-related and I wasn't able to get to my clients, I still had streams of income coming in, which is pretty liberating and powerful. And the last question is, why am I excited about my future with this amazing opportunity? And again, it's not mentioning anything about Legal Shield yet. You know, and for me, I'm excited that I get to spend more and more time with Adam. I'm excited that we get to travel more of this country and help people that we meet along the way achieve their goals. You know, I'm excited to when we have so much passive income coming in through our residual income that it really is just all rollover money. As Mr. Mark Riches talks about, we can roll over in bed and the money comes in. That is exciting. So answer those questions, practice your story, and that makes you more relatable to these strangers that you're meeting, but gives them a little bit of a glimpse of why you're sharing. You know, why are you talking to them? Why are you coming up to them out of nowhere? And from there, you know, that helps to open up a little bit of a conversation that makes it a little easier to ask and say, you know, do you keep your income options open? Or, you know, what do you do for supplemental income? And the majority of people we've come across, you know, say, well, you know, either yes, of course, yes, I do keep my income options open, or, you know, I don't have a second job, then that leads right into, you know, well, you know, if I send you a video, would you take a look at it? Or if you've talked to them enough and you would feel comfortable to say, you know, if I bought you a cup of coffee this afternoon or tomorrow, you know, would you meet me at such and such a place? You know, excuse me. It's relating to people in a relaxed way. It's getting to know them without any sort of forced, awkward, you know, environment, which, you know, that really makes the difference between prospecting and recruiting or selling. Prospecting is getting to know somebody in a relaxed way, keeping things simple, but relating, not just charging in there with a mission. Some other key points that I found really helpful that I found from experience, and that also that I was reminded to re-enter into my own practice here. One, I talked about a little bit, you know, emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. You know, you have to get to the point truly and honestly to where no matter what someone's response is, whether it's just a simple no or it's rude or horrible, that doesn't ruin the rest of your day. That doesn't ruin the productivity for you for the rest of the day or the week, or doesn't make you quit. You know, it is. You have to go back to, it's about the numbers. No means next. And if somebody is rude, you know, that's on them. They don't know you. You don't know them. It has nothing to do with you. No means next. The second key thing I find very important, which may be the first, is to truly be yourself. If you are, you know, outgoing and jovial, and, you know, Adam has a wonderful way that he seems to be able to relate to everybody and anybody. And I've had to work on that for myself. You know, in speaking positively about myself, my past self, I'll say, was extremely quiet and shy, and I definitely would not feel comfortable talking to strangers anywhere. I would much rather be happy just being at home by myself. I guess the definition of an introvert. So I've had to break out of my shell, and I've been inspired and encouraged by watching Adam, but I'm not Adam. You know, I can't approach people the same way he does because, A, I feel awkward, and it doesn't seem real, and I can imagine that that person would feel the same way. This is awkward. So be yourself. Find out which method works best for you to approach people, and practice with people that know you already, that like you, that love you, that want to see you succeed. Practice some, you know, intro conversation starters to see what really flows with you the best. And then stick to those. You know, don't try 10 or 15. If you find two, if you find one, use it. If you use it on 10 people, they're all going to be 10 different people and won't know that you said the same thing 10 other times that day. The next thing is never stop prospecting. You know, the whole point of what we do is to keep filling our funnel, that doing those consistent daily discipline activities, which are easy to do once we make ourselves do them, but they're even easier not to do. So it's a key, it's important to do those consistent daily activities to keep prospecting, to keep that river, to keep that stream flowing. To make sure that we aren't ever standing there saying, well, I don't have anyone to talk to. There are millions and millions of people on this earth, in this country, who need what we have, and they just don't know about it yet. One of the cool things that Mr. Dorsey talked about, he said, 5 rules to unlimited prospecting. And some of them may be easier for you than others. And it's all about, again, the personal development and positive affirmations, speaking life into who you are and what you do to be able to overcome the more challenging aspects of this business, you know, that wouldn't naturally be in your wheelhouse, is to, you know, get good at the things that don't come naturally to you. So number one is to create your active prospect list. You know, and definitely, especially if you're just starting out with this company, is to write down a list of everyone you know, as if you were being paid $100 a person. You have to approach the list as if you were being paid $100 per person you wrote on that list. You know, whether it's family, friends, people you go to church with, people you know at the gym, people you know from school, or even on social media. But, you know, not in social media, it's not people that... It's like a friend of a friend, or you know, waved at vacation once and you happen to exchange information. You know, those aren't the initial people you want on your list, but you need to create that active prospect list. And even if it's, you know, the leads you're calling, you need that active prospect list to always be having people to communicate with. You have to get past adversity and yourself to remind yourself and to remember that you are helping to save people's lives. Mr. Dorsey told a story of somebody on his team went to had one of his members come up to him and say, you know, you saved my life. And the gentleman said, you know, well, I'm so glad, because we do hear that where people, you know, called the law firm and it just made a huge difference, or they had a major issue with identity theft and the investigator was able to get their name cleared. But this woman said, no, you don't understand. And this woman was young. I think she was maybe in her early 30s, and she had a pacemaker, and she needed it replaced. But insurance wasn't going to pay for a new one, and she could not afford one because they're extremely expensive. So she called her provider law firm. They wrote a letter or, you know, made a phone call. However they did, they reached out to her insurance company, and she was able to get a new pacemaker without receiving any bills. So to her... what we have in our phones, on our apps, what we have in our pocket, basically, when you hand out a business card, think of that every time. I could literally be saving this person's life. And that's the empowerment, that's the respect level that we need to have for what we're a part of, for this business, that this company that's standing behind us and needing us and counting on us to share what we have. Okay, that was a little long-winded for that one. So let's get to the other four. Number two is to never prejudge. This is said over and over and over and over from stage, on conference calls, online. Never, never, never prejudge, because you don't know what somebody else's circumstance might be. When you prejudge somebody, you're putting your own thoughts or inhibitions in front of what their actual need might be. Number three, constantly expand your list. As Mr. Riches always says, the new blood is the lifeblood. He said this morning on the phone call, once he did the activity, he learned that he could go recruit 25 more team members to find one stud. And once he did that, he would go out to recruit another 25. You know, and sometimes it may be more, sometimes it may be less. But that's where you have to get to in terms of the numbers. You constantly have to expand that list because you need to keep bringing in new prospects. And number four really goes back to what I mentioned in number one, which is to raise your awareness, to build your belief in what we have in the palm of our hands. And one of the biggest ways is to use your own membership. And if you're using your membership to share the success stories that you've had or stories that you hear, you know, borrow somebody else's story if you don't have one of your own yet. But be proud of what we are able to do on a daily basis. And number five is network on purpose. You know, you can't expect that Mr. Riches, I'm quoting you a lot today. He always says, you know, no one's going to just, you know, knock on your front door and ask for a membership. We have to be out there, put ourselves out there, pick up the phone, no matter how much it weighs, to make that first phone call, to, go out and do the 2 to 5 exposures, which means you don't come home until you have asked, you know, if I, would you, and you send somebody the opportunity video and they take a look at it. You know, join a gym, join a new church group, join a community networking meetings or online networking meetings. Any way that you can get in front of more people, make more associations to build that relationship intentionally to share the information, that's what we're doing. That's the key of how we will grow our businesses. That's how we will obtain that rollover money we're aspiring to say what Mr. Mark Riches says, where, you know, he makes hundreds of thousands of passive rollover income. That's amazing. That's exciting. And ask yourself, why not me? Why not me? And the other key question, which I think everybody should have, you know, on the dashboard of their car, on their refrigerator, on their mirror, is, a bathroom mirror, is why not me, and what if it does work? Because the alternatives, you don't want to think about the alternatives. But when you consistently say, well, why not me? You know, what's so special about that person? And definitely not to put down, Adam or Mark Riches or Jim Tanner, but like, what's so special about them that makes them different than you? Why can't you achieve the success that they've achieved? Nothing. They've had that mindset of success. They've done the work necessary. And we all can do the same thing. Just a couple other things I want to touch on is doing the activity. Make more calls. Do presentations. Share more tools. Use the events. Go to the events. Use three-way phone calls. Adam and I would be so thrilled to be almost inundated with three-way phone calls because that means that the system is being followed, that we are helping our team, we are helping the prospects. You know, Mr. Tanner told me way back when, he said, do as many three-way phone calls with me until you know exactly what I'm going to say, what exactly what my answer will be to the questions that they ask. That's when you know you're ready to be the expert. So if you don't know exactly what the answers are or exactly what your upline would say, that means you haven't done enough three-way phone calls. And we want to do three-way phone calls. I still do three-way phone calls with Mr. Tanner. I do three-way phone calls with Adam. They're key to growing your business. One of the most important things is learn how to close. You know, ask for the decision, whether it's for the membership or the opportunity. You know, at the end of every presentation or when they've watched the video, the first question is, what do you like best? I ask that without fail every time somebody has seen the information or I do a presentation. What did you like best about what you saw? Second question, do you see an opportunity for yourself? They say no. Okay, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much. You know, is there anybody else you know of that I can share this information with? If they say yes, you know, is there anything else you need to know before we get you started? And it's going to feel uncomfortable the first couple times you do it. Trust me, it will. But you have to go out on not even go out on a limb. You have to go on faith of the success of the people that have gone before you to just, because I'm telling you, because the trainings, because the people who are successful are saying, say these things and do these things. Just nod your head and say those things and do these things. Trust me, I did the same thing. I'm astounded to where I am now as a person, as a leader. I never, ever, ever, ever would have seen myself as a leader, and I'm still growing. I still know that I have so much further to go, but it's really exciting to me to see how I have been developed into a leader because I followed the steps of the leaders in front of me. Our goal is to become the leader. And until you become that leader that you want to become, use the leaders around you to help you with your prospects and to learn from them. You know, just as in Forrest Gump, and I know Adam always quotes Forrest Gump, but there, you can't wait. You've just got to start going. You know, run and people will follow you. The best way to do this business is to do this business. I want to just read a couple quotes from a book by John Maxwell called Failing Forward that I've started reading, that as I'm growing to become a leader, it's not about anybody else. It's not about anybody following me or the leaders that have gone before me that are going to build that solid foundation to make me the best me that I can be. It's me. It's deciding within myself. It's growing, bettering, you know, developing myself through personal development, through positive affirmations, which are talked about incessantly, nonstop, almost more than the how-tos and the information of what we do because of the value and importance of it. So I just want to read these two quotes. So John Maxwell says in the Failing Forward book, he said, no matter how daunting the circumstances of your life may be, the greatest battle you wage against failure occurs on the inside, not the outside. How do you fight that battle? You start by cultivating the right attitude. And you can truly, this is me talking now, you can truly only cultivate the right attitude by developing yourself, personal development, by speaking those positive affirmations when you don't truly believe what you're saying yet. Because it throws that out into the universe and makes that come back to you. And looking back now, the last several years that we have determined, Adam and I have determined to say our daily positive affirmations multiple times a day if needed, and read good books, listening to inspirational audio, I can look back and see several of those things that may have seemed impossible and definitely daunting that have come to reality. And I can't even tell you how, so I'm only just sharing what I've experienced. So if you're not saying your daily positive affirmations, you have to. You just have to do it. And the last thing I'll read from the same book. He's actually quoting Stuart B. Johnson. He said, "Our business in life is to not get ahead of others, but to get ahead of ourselves, to break our own records, to outstrip our yesterday by today." So it's a matter of bettering ourselves, being better today than I was yesterday. Our son Alex is on the track and field team for the first time this spring, and it's been wonderful to see his confidence grow as he's continuing to learn, but he often comes home and he says, I beat my PR, my personal record today. That should be all of our goals. You know, are we bettering ourselves today than we were yesterday? Did I learn and put into practice something new today? Did I do what I could to help somebody or multiple people today? And that is truly how we will become the leaders and the team builders and the best version of ourselves that we truly, at our heart of hearts, want to become. And that allows us to forge ahead and keep walking and running down that straight path, no matter what life situations come in from the left or to the right. So keep pushing forward, keep striving. Reach out to your sponsor, reach out to your upline. When you need help, do as many three-way phone calls as possible. That is going to propel your business like you have no idea. Trust me. Adam and I are here to help as we can. And again, thank you so much, Mr. Tanner, for letting me be on the call and just speak from some experience that I have, and I continue to become the best version of myself. So thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening.
Alicia, thank you so much. And I'm just trying to think, what do you say after someone comes on the call, they're that vulnerable and transparent, helpful, enthusiastic, content-rich? All I can say is thank you, and I'll say that on behalf of all of the people that are flooding this call live tonight and on behalf of all of the folks that have been texting to ask me, again, like you did last week with Kurt Jones, yes, I will make this segment available. I'll put it on our Facebook group. But from the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of everybody's heart, thank you so much for your training this evening, because it's been incredibly enriching for all of us. And listen, I know you were saying about how some of my early training helped you. I want you to know that is cyclical in nature, because your training tonight has helped me to go out there, and I'm inspired to make my business bigger today than it was yesterday, bigger tomorrow than it is today. And I want to extend that as a suggestion to every single one of you on the call this evening. How can we make a larger impact, more impactful moment in time out of our Legal Shield business? Because here you are. Here I am. Here we are. We are in the right place. It is the right time. There's never been a moment like this. Listen to Alicia Thompson. Listen to Danielle Russo. Listen to all of the leaders that are not just training you, but they are literally inspiring you to run, to stretch, to do more, and believe in yourself just slightly more than maybe you did before you picked up the phone this evening. We have an incredible month of May ahead. I want to leave you with this thought. Make Performance Club a priority. For those of you that are eligible for Reboot, you have until the 15th of May to do that. If you're not sure what that is, contact your sponsor or contact Legal Shield directly. Let's make sure that every single one of us is involved in the Performance Club program each and every single month. Thank you again, Alicia Thompson, Dr. Danielle Russo. Thank you to all of you who joined us on the call, and a special thank you and congratulations to our top recruiters for the month of April that we shone the light on this evening as well. Thank you all, and good night.